A record 53.1 million students will enroll in school this fall. For some of the youngest, learning to read will become a daunting task. Experts say the solution is to attack reading problems beginning on the first day of school before students fall behind. Demand for early intervention is growing. One program called Reading Recovery is drawing praise and criticism. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
The training that Reading Recovery provides teachers is fascinating to watch, especially from behind a one-way mirror.
I am believing.
On one side of the glass at this Reading Recovery Training Center just outside Columbus, Ohio, a six-year-old named Melinda sits at a long rectangular table strewn with books, paper, and markers. At her side, a first-grade teacher listens to her read.
Look where you are going.
Eight teachers watch and listen on a small speaker on the other side of the glass.
She's using that oral language, and when it doesn't look right or sound right, what does she do?
She rereads.
Puts it back together.
Cherie Slinger, the teacher conducting the training, points to the child's self-correction, her ability to take words apart, to link letters to sounds, and her familiarity with punctuation. Melinda is still struggling, but Slinger says she's quickly learning what good readers know.
Once you knew what good readers do, then you look at the kids that are struggling and you figure out what it is they're not doing, and then you teach it to them.
That, in a nutshell, is the strategy behind Reading Recovery. There are two components: at least a year's worth of intensive training for veteran teachers, not novices, and one-on-one tutoring for children, which is broken down into 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week for 12 to 20 weeks. Schools in New Zealand were the first to use the program in 1978. American schools didn't see it until 1985.
When we began, we went in saying, our theories don't explain why the children are having difficulty.
Maury Clay founded Reading Recovery. A developmental psychologist from New Zealand, Clay spent years in the 1960s and 70s observing and studying teachers. That's where the idea for the one-way mirror came from.
As soon as we saw something that seemed to be working, we'd then have a conference about it and say, all right, what is there in the literature and the research which agrees with this kind of thing? Where can it guide us? So we were guided by research that was available across the world in different countries.
So Reading Recovery is, in essence, a collection of best practices. And Clay says it has helped teachers predict early on which children will need extra help.
If we leave it till they're 8 or 9, we've got years of failure to make up for and years of confusions to get rid of.
This fall, Reading Recovery will serve 1 million first graders across the country. At a cost of about $4,000 per child, it is the most extensive early literacy program around. Its price tag and its success rate have invited considerable scrutiny. Rich Long is with the International Reading Association.
Reading Recovery, it does say that it is, it takes a high investment on the front end and it has lasting effects. Unfortunately, the data doesn't fully bear that out.
Long says 12 to 20 weeks of one-on-one tutoring is not enough for a lot of the children.
Children who need very specific interventions in the early years are the same kids who need intervention later on.
Reading Recovery says this criticism is unfair when you consider that the program only supplements what schools do.
Reading Recovery is not an immunization against poor teaching.
Georgia State University professor Clifford Johnson is president of the Reading Recovery Council of North America. He insists that the program brings 8 out of 10 first graders up to speed.
But if the child goes from first grade to second grade and it goes into a classroom that's not supportive, they may not show that they've benefited from the Reading Recovery instruction.
Johnson says, and critics agree, that Reading Recovery has challenged a deeply held view in this country that some children will not learn to read and write. This, of course, is a politically charged issue in the United States because the students that schools seem to give up on are overwhelmingly poor minority children. By fourth grade, 63% of blacks and 58% of Latinos still cannot read at a basic level. With the Bush administration ready to spend billions of dollars more on reading, early intervention programs that target disadvantaged students will benefit as never before. And that's good news for Reading Recovery, says Rich Long of the International Reading Association.
What's good about Reading Recovery is they focus on the individual, and that's how the solution is going to be, one kid at a time. But in order to get the resources to those kids, we got to be honest with ourselves.
Raising kids' reading skills is not going to be cheap, says Long. Of the 7 million children entering kindergarten and first grade this fall, a third will arrive with little or no familiarity with a written word. I'm Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.